This evening, I will read about David Bowie. Welcome to Sleep with Rock Stars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast. Because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. I'm Sloane Spencer. In each Sleep with Rock Stars Sleep Podcast, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians and bands. If this podcast helps you relax and fall asleep, please leave a 5-star rating and a kind review in your favorite podcast app. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition can help create a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words wash over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you. Not for interest, but for sleep. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to settle in. Gently close your eyes and let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time, a time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. With each breath in, invite calm. With each breath out, release the tension. As your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you, imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. Echoing Lowe's minimalist instrumental approach, the second of the trilogy, Heroes, 1977, incorporated pop and rock to a greater extent. Seeing Bowie joined by guitarist Robert Fripp. It was the only album recorded entirely in Berlin, incorporating ambient sounds from a variety of sources, including white noise generators, synthesizers, and Koto. The album was another hit, reaching number 3 in the UK. Its title track was released in both German and French, and, though only reaching number 24 in the UK singles chart, later became one of his best-known tracks. In contrast to Lowe, Bowie promoted Heroes extensively, performing on Mark Bolan's television show, Mark, and again 2 days later for Bing Crosby's final CBS television Christmas special, where he joined Crosby in Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, a version of the Little Drummer Boy with a new contrapuntal verse. RCA belatedly released the recording as a single 5 years later in 1982, charting in the UK at number 3. After completing Lowe and Heroes, Bowie spent much of 1978 on the Isolar 2 world tour, bringing the music of the first two Berlin Trilogy albums to almost 1 million people during 70 concerts in 12 countries. By now, he had broken his drug addiction. Buckley writes that Isolar 2 was Bowie's first tour for 5 years in which he had probably not anesthetized himself with copious quantities of cocaine before taking the stage. Without the oblivion that drugs had brought, he was now in a healthy enough mental condition to want to make friends. Recordings from the tour made up the live album Stage, released the same year. Bowie also recorded narration for an adaptation of Sergei Prokofiev's classical composition, Peter and the Wolf, which was released as an album in May 1978. The final piece in what Bowie called his triptych, Lodger, 1979, eschewed the minimalist, ambient nature of its two predecessors, making a partial return to the drum and guitar-based rock and pop of his pre-Berlin era. The result was a complex mixture of new wave and world music, in places incorporating Hijaz non-Western scales. Some tracks were composed using Eno's Oblique Strategies cards. Boys Keep Swinging entailed band members swapping instruments. Move On used the chords from Bowie's early composition, All the Young Dudes, played backwards. And Red Money took backing tracks from The Idiots' Sister Midnight. The album was recorded in Switzerland and New York City. Ahead of its release, RCA's Mel Ilberman described it as a concept album that portrays The Lodger as a homeless wanderer, shunned and victimized by life's pressures and technology. Lodger reached number 4 in the UK and number 20 in the US and yielded the UK hit singles Boys Keep Swinging and DJ. Towards the end of the year, Bowie and Angela initiated divorce proceedings, and after months of court battles, the marriage was ended in early 1980. The three albums were later adapted into classical music symphonies by American composer Philip Glass for his 1st, 4th, and 12th symphonies in 1992, 1997, and 2019, respectively. Glass praised Bowie's gift for creating fairly complex pieces of music masquerading as simple pieces. 1980 through 1988. New Romantic and Pop Era. Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, 1980, produced the number one single, Ashes to Ashes, featuring the textural guitar synthesizer work of Chuck Hammer and revisiting the character of Major Tom from Space Oddity. The song gave international exposure to the underground New Romantic movement when Bowie visited the London club Blitz, the main New Romantic hangout, to recruit several of the regulars, including Steve Strange of the band Visage, to act in the accompanying video, renowned as one of the most innovative of all time. While Scary Monsters used principles established by the Berlin albums, it was considered by critics to be far more direct musically and lyrically. The album's hard rock edge included conspicuous guitar contributions from Fripp and Pete Townsend, topping the UK albums chart for the first time since Diamond Dogs. Buckley writes that with Scary Monsters, Bowie achieved the perfect balance of creativity and mainstream success. Bowie paired with Queen in 1981 for a one-off single release, Under Pressure. The duet was a hit, becoming Bowie's 3rd UK number one single. Bowie was given the lead role in the BBC's 1982 televised adaptation of Bertolt Brecht's play, Baal. Coinciding with its transmission, a 5-track EP of songs from the play was released as Ball. In March 1982, Bowie's title song for Paul Schrader's film Cat People was released as a single. A collaboration with Giorgio Moroder, it became a minor US hit and charted in the UK top 30. The same year, he departed RCA, having grown increasingly dissatisfied with them, and signed a new contract with EMI America Records for a reported $17 million. His 1975 severance settlement with DeFreeze also ended in September. Bowie reached his peak of popularity and commercial success in 1983 with Let's Dance. Co-produced by Chic's Nile Rodgers, the album went platinum in both the UK and the US. Its 3 singles became top 20 hits in both countries, where its title track reached number 1. Modern Love and China Girl each made number 2 in the UK, accompanied by a pair of absorbing music videos that Buckley said activated key archetypes in the pop world. Let's Dance, with its little narrative surrounding the young Aboriginal couple, targeted youth, and China Girl, with its bare-bombed and later partially censored beach lovemaking scene, was sufficiently sexually provocative to guarantee heavy rotation on MTV. Then unknown Texas blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan guested on the album, featuring prominently on the title track. Let's Dance was followed by the 6-month Sirius Moonlight Tour, which was extremely successful. At the 1984 MTV Video Music Awards, Bowie received two awards, including the inaugural Video Vanguard Award. Tonight, 1984, another dance-oriented album, found Bowie collaborating with Pop and Tina Turner. Co-produced by Hugh Padgham, it included a number of cover songs, including three pop covers and the 1966 Beach Boys hit, God Only Knows. The album bore the transatlantic top 10 hit, Blue Jean, itself the inspiration for the Julian Temple-directed short film, Jazzin' for the Blue Jean, in which Bowie played the dual roles of romantic protagonist Vic and arrogant rock star Screamin' Lord Byron. The short won Bowie his only non-posthumous Grammy Award for Best Short-Form Music Video. In early 1985, Bowie's collaboration with the Pat Metheny group, This Is Not America, for the soundtrack of The Falcon and the Snowman, was released as a single and became a top 40 hit in the UK and US. In July that year, Bowie performed at Wembley Stadium for Live Aid, a multi-venue benefit concert for Ethiopian famine relief. Bowie and Mick Jagger duetted on a cover of Martha and the Mandela's Dancin' in the Street as a fundraising single, which went to number 1 in the UK and number 7 in the US. Its video premiered during Live Aid. Bowie took an acting role in the 1986 film Absolute Beginners, and his title song rose to number 2 in the UK charts. He also worked with composer Trevor Jones and wrote 5 original songs for the 1986 film Labyrinth, which he starred in. His final solo album of the decade was 1987's Never Let Me Down, where he ditched the light sound of his previous two albums, instead combining pop rock with a harder rock sound. Peaking at number 6 in the UK, the album yielded the hits Day In, Day Out, Time Will Crawl, and Never Let Me Down. Bowie later described it as his nadir, calling it an awful album. He supported the album on the 86 concert Glass Spider Tour. The backing band included Peter Frampton on lead guitar. Contemporary critics maligned the tour as overproduced, saying it pandered to the current stadium rock trends and its special effects and dancing. Although in later years, critics acknowledged the tour's strengths and influence on concert tours by other artists such as Prince, Madonna, and U2. 1989 through 1991, Tin Machine. Wanting to completely rejuvenate himself following the critical failures of Tonight and Never Let Me Down, Bowie placed his solo career on hold after meeting guitarist Reeves Gabrels and formed the hard rock quartet Tin Machine. The lineup was completed by bassist and drummer Tony and Hunt Sales, who had played with Bowie on Iggy Pop's Lust for Life in 1977. Although he intended Tin Machine to operate as a democracy, Bowie dominated both in songwriting and in decision-making. The band's 1989 self-titled debut album received mixed reviews and, according to author Paul Trinka, was quickly dismissed as pompous, dogmatic, and dull. EMI complained of lyrics that preach, as well as repetitive tunes, and minimalist or no production. It reached number 3 in the UK and was supported by a 12-date tour. The tour was a commercial success, but there was growing reluctance among fans and critics alike to accept Bowie's presentation as merely a band member. A series of Tin Machine singles failed to chart, and Bowie, after a disagreement with EMI, left the label. Like his audience and his critics, Bowie himself became increasingly disaffected with his role as just one member of a band. Tin Machine began to work on a second album, but recording halted while Bowie conducted the 7-month Sound and Vision tour, which brought him commercial success and acclaim. In October 1990, Bowie and supermodel Iman were introduced by a mutual friend. He recalled, "I was naming the children the night we met. It was absolutely immediate." They married in 1992. Tin Machine resumed work the same month, but their audience and critics, ultimately left disappointed by the first album, showed little interest in a second. Tin Machine 2, 1991, was Bowie's first album to miss the UK top 20 in nearly 20 years. and was controversial for its cover art. Depicting four ancient nude Kuroi statues, the new record label, Victory, deemed the cover a show of wrong, obscene images and airbrushed the statue's genitalia for the American release. Tin Machine toured again. But after the live album Tin Machine Live, Oy Vey Baby, 1992, failed commercially, Bowie dissolved the band and resumed his solo career. He continued to collaborate with Gebrels for the rest of the 1990s. 1992 through 1998, electronic period. On 20 April 1992, Bowie appeared at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert following the Queen singer's death the previous year. As well as performing Heroes and All the Young Dudes, he was joined on Under Pressure by Annie Lennox, who took Mercury's vocal part. During his appearance, Bowie knelt and recited the Lord's Prayer at Wembley Stadium. 4 days later, Bowie and Iman married in Switzerland. Intending to move to Los Angeles, they flew in to search for a suitable property, but found themselves confined to their hotel. The 1992 Los Angeles riots began the day they arrived. They settled in New York instead. In 1993, Bowie released his first solo offering since his Tin Machine departure, the soul, jazz, and hip-hop influenced Black Tie, White Noise. Making prominent use of electronic instruments, the album, which reunited Bowie with Let's Dance producer Nile Rodgers, confirmed Bowie's return to popularity, topping the UK chart and spawning three top 40 hits, including the top 10 single, Jump They Say. Bowie explored new directions on The Buddha of Suburbia, 1993, which began as a soundtrack album for the BBC television adaptation of The Buddha of Suburbia, before turning into a full album. Only the title track, The Buddha of Suburbia, was used in the program. Referencing his 1970s works with pop, jazz, ambient, and experimental material, it received a low-key release, had almost no promotion, and flopped commercially, reaching number 87 in the UK. Nevertheless, it later received critical praise as Bowie's lost great album. Reuniting Bowie with Eno, the quasi-industrial Outside, 1995, was originally conceived as the first volume in a non-linear narrative of art and murder. Featuring characters from a short story written by Bowie, the album achieved UK and US chart success and yielded three top 40 UK singles. In a move that provoked mixed reactions from both fans and critics, Bowie chose Nine Inch Nails as his tour partner for the Outside tour, visiting cities in Europe and North America between September 1995 and February 1996. The tour saw the return of Gebrels as Bowie's guitarist. On 7 January 1997, Bowie celebrated his half-century with a 50th birthday concert at Madison Square Garden, at which he was joined in playing his songs and those of his guests, Lou Reed, Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, Robert Smith of The Cure, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, Black Francis of the Pixies, and Sonic Youth. Incorporating experiments in jungle and drum and bass, Earthling, 1997, was a critical and commercial success in the UK and the US, and the two singles from the album, Little Wonder and Dead Man Walking, became UK top 40 hits. The song, I'm Afraid of Americans, from the Paul Verhoeven film Showgirls, was re-recorded for the album and remixed by Trent Reznor for a single release. The heavy rotation of the accompanying video, also featuring Reznor, contributed to the song's 16-week stay in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Bowie received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on 12 February 1997. The Earthling tour took place in Europe and North America between June and November. In November, Bowie performed on the BBC's Children in Need charity single, Perfect Day, which reached number one in the UK. Bowie reunited with Visconti in 1998 to record Safe in the Sky Life for the Rugrats movie. Although the track was edited out of the final cut, it was later re-recorded and released as Safe on the B-side of Bowie's 2002 single, everyone says hi. The reunion led to other collaborations with his old producer, including a limited edition single release version of Placebo's track, Without You I'm Nothing, with Bowie's harmonized vocal added to the original recording. 1999 through 2012, neoclassicist era. Bowie, with Gabrielle's, created the soundtrack for Omicron, The Nomad Soul, a 1999 computer game in which he and Iman also voiced characters based on their likenesses. Released the same year and containing re-recorded tracks from Omicron, his album, Hours, featured a song with lyrics by the winner of his Cyber Song Contest internet competition, Alex Grant. Making extensive use of live instruments, the album was Bowie's exit from heavy electronica. Hours and a performance on VH1 Storytellers in mid-1999 represented the end of Gabrielle's association with Bowie as a performer and songwriter. Sessions for Toy, a planned collection of remakes of tracks from Bowie's 1960s period, commenced in 2000, but was shelved due to EMI Virgin's lack of faith in its commercial appeal. Bowie and Visconti continued their collaboration, producing a new album of completely original songs instead. The result of the sessions was the 2002 album, Heathen. On 25 June 2000, Bowie made his second appearance at the Glastonbury Festival in England, playing almost 30 years after his first. The performance was released as a live album in November 2018. On 27 June, he performed a concert at the BBC Radio Theatre in London, which was released on the compilation album, Bowie at the Beeb. This also featured BBC recording sessions from 1968 to 1972. Bowie and Iman's daughter, Alexandra, was born on 15 August. His interest in Buddhism left him to support the Tibetan cause by performing at the February 2001 and February 2003 concerts to support Tibet House US at Carnegie Hall in New York. In October 2001, Bowie opened the Concert for New York City, a charity event to benefit the victims of the September 11 attacks, with a minimalist performance of Simon & Garfunkel's America, followed by a full band performance of Heroes. 2002 saw the release of Heathen, and during the second half of the year, the Heathen Tour. Taking place in Europe and North America, the tour opened at London's annual Meltdown Festival, for which Bowie was that year appointed artistic director. Among the acts he selected for the festival were Philip Glass, Television, and the Dandy Warhols. As well as songs from the new album, the tour featured material from Bowie's Low era. Reality 2003 followed, and its accompanying world tour, a reality tour, with an estimated attendance of 722,000, grossed more than any other in 2004. On 13 June, Bowie headlined the last night of the Isle of Wight Festival 2004. On 25 June, he experienced chest pain while performing at the Hurricane Festival in Schiesel, Germany. Originally thought to be a pinched nerve in his shoulder, the pain was later diagnosed as an acutely blocked coronary artery, requiring an emergency angioplasty in Hamburg. The remaining 14 dates of the tour were canceled. In the years following his recuperation from the heart attack, Bowie reduced his musical output, making only one-off appearances on stage and in the studio. He sang in a duet of his 1971 song Changes with Butterfly Boucher for the 2004 animated film Shrek 2. During a relatively quiet 2005, he recorded the vocals for the song She Can Do That, co-written with Brian Transo for the film Stealth. He returned to the stage on 8 September 2005, appearing with Arcade Fire for the U.S. nationally televised event, Fashion Rocks, and performed with the Canadian band for the second time a week later during the CMJ Music Marathon. He contributed backing vocals on TV on the Radio's song Province for their album Return to Cookie Mountain, and joined with Lou Reed on Danish alt-rockers Kashmir's 2005 album No Balance Palace. Bowie was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award on 8 February 2006. In April, he announced, "I'm taking a year off, no touring, no albums." He made a surprise guest appearance at David Gilmour's 29 May concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London. The event was recorded, and a selection of songs on which he had contributed joint vocals were subsequently released. He performed again in November alongside Alicia Keys at the Black Ball, a benefit event for Keep a Child Alive at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York. The performance marked the last time Bowie performed his music on stage. Bowie was chosen to curate the 2007 Highline Festival. The musicians and artists he selected for the Manhattan event included electronic pop duo Air, surrealist photographer Claude Cahun, and English comedian Ricky Gervais. Bowie performed on Scarlett Johansson's 2008 album of Tom Waits covers, Anywhere I Lay My Head. In June 2008, a live album was released of a Ziggy Stardust-era concert from 1972. On the 40th anniversary of the July 1969 moon landing, and Bowie's accompanying commercial breakthrough with Space Oddity, EMI released the individual tracks from the original 8-track studio recording of the song, in a 2009 contest inviting members of the public to create a remix. A live album from the A Reality Tour was released in January 2010. In late March 2011, Toy, Bowie's previously unreleased album from 2001, was leaked onto the internet, containing material used for Heathen and most of its single B-sides, as well as unheard new versions of his early back catalog. 2013 through 2016, final years. On 8 January 2013, his 66th birthday, his website announced a new studio album, his first in a decade, to be titled The Next Day and scheduled for release in March. The announcement was accompanied by the immediate release of the single, Where Are We Now? A music video for the single was released on Vimeo the same day, directed by New York artist Tony Orsler. The single topped the UK iTunes chart within hours, and debuted in the UK singles chart at number 6, his first single to enter the top 10 for 2 decades, since Jump They Say in 1993. A second single and video, The Stars Are Out Tonight, were released at the end of February. Directed by Floria Sigismondi, it stars Bowie and Tilda Swinton as a married couple. Recorded in secret between 2011 and 2012, 29 songs were recorded during the album sessions, of which 22 saw official release in 2013, including 14 on the standard album. 3 bonus tracks were later packaged with 7 outtakes and remixes on The Next Day Extra, released in November. On 1 March, the album was made available to stream for free through iTunes. Debuting at number 1 on the UK Albums Chart, The Next Day was his first album to top the chart since Black Tie, White Noise, and was the fastest-selling album of 2013 at the time. The music video for the song, The Next Day, created some controversy due to its Christian themes and messages. According to The Times, Bowie ruled out ever giving an interview again. Later in 2013, he was featured in a cameo vocal in the Arcade Fire song, Reflector. The success of The Next Day saw Bowie become the oldest ever recipient of a Brit Award when he won the award for British Male Solo Artist at the 2014 Brit Awards, which was collected on his behalf by Kate Moss. In mid-2014, Bowie was diagnosed with liver cancer, which he kept private. A new compilation album, Nothing Has Changed, was released in November. The album featured rare tracks and old material from his catalog, in addition to a new song, Sue, or In a Season of Crime. Bowie continued working through 2015, secretly recording his final album, Black Star, in New York between January and May. In August, it was announced that he was writing songs for a Broadway musical based on the SpongeBob SquarePants cartoon series. The final production included a retooled version of No Control from Outside. September saw the release of the box set 5 Years, 1969 through 1973, the first in a series of retrospective releases compiling his albums from 1969 to 1973, and a look to his transition from folk artist to glam rock legend. He also wrote and recorded the opening title song to the television series The Last Panthers, which aired in November. The theme that was used for The Last Panthers was also the title track for Black Star. On 7 December, Bowie's musical Lazarus debuted in New York. He made his final public appearance at its opening night. Black Star was released on 8 January 2016, Bowie's 69th birthday, and was met with critical acclaim. He died 2 days later, after which Visconti revealed that Bowie had planned the album to be his swan song and a parting gift for his fans before his death. Several reporters and critics subsequently noted that most of the lyrics on the album seemed to revolve around his impending death, with CNN noting that the album reveals a man who appears to be grappling with his own mortality. Visconti also said that he had been planning a follow-up album and had written and recorded demos of 5 songs in his final weeks, suggesting he believed he had a few months left. The day following his death, online viewing of Bowie's music skyrocketed, breaking the record for Vivo's most viewed artist in a single day. Black Star debuted at number 1 on the UK Albums Chart. 19 of his albums were in the UK Top 100 Albums Chart, and 13 singles were in the UK Top 100 Singles Chart. Black Star also debuted at number 1 on album charts around the world, including Australia, France, Germany, Italy, New Zealand, and the US Billboard 200.